Ernst & Young have roles available in tax, corporate finance, audit and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. Ernst & Young, proud sponsors of the Made Bumps coverage on CAM FM.
This is the M5 mission today, the second day of Made Bumps. We're running about 15 minutes behind at the moment, but the 4 minute counter has gone. And so I'm going to throw up to Andy on first post for the rundown of the starting order. Andy.
That's right. Thanks, Benedict. And in fact, the start cannon has just gone. I don't know if you could hear that. The start cannon's just gone. Very quickly, give you a rundown. Magdalen 3, Homerton 2, LMBC 4, Christ 4, Sydney 2, Hughes 2, Pembroke 4, Bath 5, Robson 3, Tipton 3, Kings 3, Heath 4, Queen's 4, Jesus 5, Girton 3, Fitz 3, Magdalen 4, and the sandwich boat, LMBC 5. Magdalen 3, powering past me now. Look, Homerton, I've got it down to about a length. Homerton, three quarters of a length as they go past me at first post corner now. I reckon that's going to be a bump when they go around grassy. Behind Homerton is LMBC. They've opened up quite a large gap. This is LMBC 4, and it's probably about two and a half lengths as they go around first post corner. LMBC are being chased by Christ, and Christ are on station with them at the moment. But a little bit of action in the boats behind Christ. Hughes 2, the battle of the second boat in the division. Hughes 2 have overlapped on Sydney 2. They have overlapped at the moment. You can hear all the whistles going. That's going to have a fuck to succeed it. The Hughes 2 have bumped Sydney 2. But a long, long way behind them, we have Pembroke M4. They look to be in a little bit of trouble with first and third five gaining very, very quickly on them. Just about overlapped. First and third are on the nearest side of a river as I look at them. And the Cox has conceded. That's another bump. First and third five on Pembroke 4. And they're both trying to clear the river now. And we will go over to Lydia, who's at Grassy. Lydia, what can you see?
Hi, at Grassy, I think Morton have just been bumped by Homerton coming round first post corner. Then behind them, we've got LMBC being chased by Christ. There's probably about a quarter of a length coming up to overlap between those two boats, so it looks like something interesting could happen as they come around Grassy, depending on the racing line. LMBC have just conceded the bump before they came around Grassy corner to Christ, so that's a bump for Christ on LMBC 4. What is going on down at first post, Andy?
Yeah, so the last boat to go past me was Robinson 3. Robinson 3 are actually going to have a very, very comfortable row. But the reason for that is because everyone behind them has stopped. I'm looking down towards the motorway bridge now, and all the boats are pulled into the side. I'll just try and confirm some of the bumps that have happened. I can see Sydney 3 have pulled in. They have been bumped by Kings 3. So Kings 3 have bumped Sydney 3. Below that, all the other boats are a long, long way down river. I would actually imagine, I can't tell if they've all bumped out or if in fact there was a blockage in the river. I'm walking down there now and will confirm as quickly as possible. Back to you for the moment, Lydia, at Grassy.
Yes, I've got Robinson just leisurely rowing past me now. They're going to have a very comfortable row over. I think nothing's really troubling them. So pulled in at the bank, having bumped out, we've got Magdalen, who have been bumped by Christ, by Homerton, sorry. That's Magdalen M3 bumped by Homerton M2 just out of first post corner. Then we've got Christ have bumped LMBC just before they came around Grassy. Robinson just rowing past me now, as I say. Andy, anything interesting going on down there? Learned anything more about the lower boats in this division?
Yeah, thanks, Lydia. I'm just in discussion with the umpires at the moment, and we're trying to find out exactly who has bumped out or whatnot, because behind Robinson, there were in fact there were an odd number of boats, so they can't have all bumped out. Someone should still be rowing, but I can confirm, so we definitely had Kings M3 bump Sydney M3. We believe the umpires did initially tell me that all the boats behind bumped out. However, it's very early on. We're talking up before the motorway bridge. So some very quick bumps at the back of the division. Have any boats actually got round to you, Benedict, at this corner?
Andy, no, only two swans. There's a boat made around the corner from this. We'll call the bumps that obviously have happened, and then I think perhaps I'll come back to you, Andy, and see if you can work out with the umpires quite what's happened at the back of the division. So Homerton bumps up on Magdalen, Christ 4 bumps up on LMBC 4, we saw two, bumped up on 6-2. First and third, 5, bumped up on Pembroke, 4. Robinson, 3 are the ones looking to row over. They're the only boat left, and they still haven't made it to Ditton. I imagine they're taking it very easy. Kings, 3, bumped Sydney, Sussex, 3. And then, as you say, Keys, 4, Queens, 4, Jesus, 5, Girton, 3, Fifth, 3, Morton, 4, and Matthews, 5 have not made it down. Now, they can't all have come because there's an odd number of boats there. Hasn't been able to work out quite what's happened. Andy, have you worked out what's happened?
Yes, hi Benedict, sorry, I lost you there for a moment. And yeah, I'm just looking in front of me, the King's three boats are pulled inside, getting the banks are collecting foliage to put in their hair. So that is the bump that they got, which was on Sydney Sussex 3. I've also got Queen coming past me now, that is Queen 4. Also have foliage in their hair, so we can say that they bumped up on Queen 4. So that is Queen 4 bumping up on Queen 4. The rest of the boats are still yet to come past me. I've actually got a suspicion that LMBC 5, I'm not sure if they bumped or if they just decided not to keep rowing when they realised that they couldn't row over. We will try and clear up the confusion. It was hectic at always in the lower division. We'll try and work out exactly what has happened a bit later on. Bit of excitement at bottom of the division, but for now we will head back over to the studio and see you, Mike.
97.2,
your city,
your Cam FM.